You're a musician. You create music for the world to hear it. In order for the world to hear it, they need to be able to access it. In order for them to access it, your music needs to be on every single platform available on this planet. Visit oringi.org today to see your dream become a reality. Brace for impact. Welcome to this segment of the Vibe Way with Scipio podcast show. This your host, Scipio. This segment, we're going to be talking about the 2012 Mayan prediction and how that has been brought back up due to the Ethiopian New Year that just took place September 11th, 2019, and how in Ethiopia right now, they are currently living in the year 2012. And what does that mean for us today, who thought that the Mayan prediction of 2012 was long gone? We're also going to be talking about the Botham Jean and Amber Geiger verdict, the injustice involved with that. And finally, we're going to be talking about our beautiful melanated women and what us as melanated men, fellas, what we need to do in order to get some get right and get back in the land the way that we're supposed to be. This episode and segment is filled with a lot of emotion, an analytical approach, logistics, little statistics, and raw passion. Grab your surfboard, because we finna catch a wave.
Function heavy in these streets, homie. Y'all, they need a leash. Picture me out on the beach, catch a breeze so easily. They money pile massively, my money pile measly. I made a plan to get a piece, made it home to feed the beast. In the field, I clean my cleats, remove the dirt and keep the green. I need that work and that protein, money colossal, triple B movie. Need you to as a team. I mean, I'm hoping for something that we can grow, collect the seed, propagate and elevate it, celebrate it, graduate it. If I hear a hater hating underneath the celebrating, it don't matter what he's saying, baby. Mac 11 spreading, I don't need no information. Got them all on Instagram, oh look at that, they instigating. All these suckers really hating, cause the winning seed is taken. Activated, plan in motion, sleep awoke, I make the bacon. Wake and bake to get in focus, check my motives in the mirror before I lead to where I'm going. If you put it in the air when I'm passing, I'ma notice. If that gas ain't from the mountain, where it's potent, then it's bogus. You should notice coming closer, posterize you on a poster. I'ma get you gang like I'm supposed to, yeah, you know it, cause it's colder. I arrange a plan of action, satisfaction is enormous. The secure them off the packaging, and now I'm feeling orders. Let me get across the border, by the water.
Ain't nothing for me to see, yeah. I know what I want.
What's up, y'all? This is your host, Scipio, with the Vibe Way podcast show with Scipio. You know, it's been a minute since I've been on, and for good reason. There's so much going on in the world right now. I'm sure y'all would agree that doing things on an extracurricular level and doing things that might be construed as a privilege, a benefit, an asset to whatever your daily grind is, it might not be worth your attention right now. I think we're living at a very interesting time. I know we hear this all the time. Before I go on, we always hear that we're living in an interesting time. Every year, every new month, every new day is an interesting time for our present, you know? And that statement has probably been stated since the beginning of time. Everyone's day is a little bit different than the next, and yet here we are in 2019, and there's so many things to address right now. It's almost like we're in this great web of experience and this great web of interaction. If you're not careful, you could fall between the cracks. If you're not careful, you could get spun deeper into the web. So I think it's good to step away some time to recharge, to refocus, to meditate. You hear a lot about aligning chakras and doing what it takes to get back in tune with yourself. I think that getting in tune with ourselves has a lot to deal with the earth resonance as well. And the truth of the earth having her own heartbeat and her own pulse. And being a part of the creation and being one with the creation has to deal with being one with Mama Earth. I want to talk about some heavy things this episode, but at the same time, I want to keep it as light as possible, keep it as brief as possible. We just had a new year take place in Ethiopia. The new year, September 12th, 2019. It was a Thursday. Yeah, y'all heard me correctly. In the West, in the Western Hemisphere, and before I go on with this West, every time I hear the West, I want all of my international listeners to hear me carefully when we talk about the West and this idea that the West is this and the West is that. The West is a beautiful, beautiful place, y'all. The lands that we know as North, Central, and South America, they are some of the most lush and most beautiful lands you will ever see. The air is different. In some places we have a Mediterranean climate, particularly in the Bay Area of California. Then we have more tropical climates, like those that you would see in Key West, Florida, and in the handle of Florida. And then we do have tropical access as far as the Caribbean is concerned, in Central and South America. So what I want all my international listeners to understand, when you talk about the West, what you are really identifying is the European, okay? The Western European mindset that has been propagated into these lands through colonialism, okay? So when we talk about the West and what the West influence is on the rest of the world, we're really talking about Europe. In Europe's long hand and long arm that stretches out and has collaborated with other nations to conspire against the melanated people of the earth. And let's just call it what it is. Before I get too deep, I wanted to identify this new year that took place in Ethiopia last month, September 12th, 2019, our day. Because in Ethiopia, September 12, 2019, according to the Gregorian calendar here in the rest of the world, for the most part, is actually 2012 in Ethiopia. Okay. So Thursday, September 12, 2019, the Gregorian calendar was actually the beginning of 2012. Okay. And let me take that back. Some calendars say they will enter in to 2012 on September 11th, 2019. And now that I think about it and recall that, I think it went from September 11th, you know, to September 12th. You know, so either or, it's still cool, because we're talking about the Gregorian calendar. But in conjunction with the Ethiopian calendar, their calendar is 7 years behind. Okay. And in that is some power, because do y'all remember that Mayan prediction? Do y'all remember the Mayan calendar prediction of the year 2012 and all the catastrophes, the hurricanes, the global warming picking up, and just all of these things with Mama Earth taking place, where she is going to begin to get riled up and upset and begin to spew out and regurgitate all of the nastiness that has been spilled into her soils? Do y'all remember the Mayans talking about that, and how when our 2012 on the Gregorian calendar came up and nothing really happened, people kind of stood back and were like, hey, I think the Mayan calendar is false, it's fake. None of us thought to take that Mayan calendar and match it up with another indigenous calendar. None of us thought to take that Mayan calendar from the region of the world, which also is well known to house pyramids. Okay? The pyramid technology, the ancient hieroglyph technology, the arts, the crafts, the gold bending and the metal bending, the ironwork. There are places in the Western Hemisphere that mirror the places in Africa. And none of us ever thought to take the indigenous calendar and match it with another region of the world's indigenous calendar. Instead, we took the Mayan calendar and matched it with the erroneous and egotistical Gregorian calendar of Europe. And it was only recently when it hit me. It hit me during my break from the podcast show of what's really going on. And I feel, and it's beyond belief, because this is a form of knowledge, to know that there's another calendar which coincides with the Mayan calendar. And we thought that 2012 had been long gone and passed us 7 years ago. But no, there's another region on Earth whose calendar is intact, almost from the inception of man, from the inception of keeping time. And they say that we are not in the year 2019, but really in the year 2012. And you want to know what's funny? I always felt that 2020 would be a climatic year in United States society. Don't know why. I just, maybe subconsciously, seeing that show 2020, 2020, 2020 all the time, and then seeing 2020 vision as being the measurement for clear sight, and all these subliminals that we get throughout our lives, I just felt that 2020 would be this very tumultuous year. And with everything that's going on in society, from the continuous police brutality to the unjust or unjust judicial system, to the economy totally almost, it's almost like the economy went into morph drive or warp drive, isn't it? The economy, it feels like it went into warp drive, and so many people are being left behind, right? So many deals are being cut. I feel like we're at this point in time where we've never seen this many private deals being cut between billionaires. We've never seen this much money flow, but we've never seen this much control of industry either. This level of monopolization, you know. And I think it's all related. You think about the Mayans' prediction, and you think about what they were able to recognize. I think part of it had to deal with common sense. A lot of part of it had to deal with following the intuition. Back in the old day, the Matrix was different. Yeah, y'all. I think I need to touch on a couple things. The Matrix was different back then, y'all. What is a matrix? A matrix is a womb. What I love about this information age is anything that I say within this podcast, anything that anyone brings forth, you can double check while you're listening to the podcast. You have a pocket computer in your hand. You can double check what I'm saying right now. Matrix is a womb. Okay? And what I have been recognizing, going back to Mama Earth, is that she is one great womb. She is one great reproductive system. Alive, thriving, heartbeat and all. Life, blood and all. Organs to boot. She feels. She has emotions. And what I noticed is this. The indigenous melanated family, wherever we are on Earth, we were in tune with Mama and we were one with her because we knew that she birthed us. We knew where we came from and we knew that we were to honor her through the respect of her and then to look toward the Creator, toward the Source for inspiration, for guidance through the creation. As we look at Mama, as we pay attention to the trees grow and to the bumblebee buzz and propagate its honey, as we watch the blue jay fly and flitter around, as we watch the crocodile do what she does in the River Nile, as we watch the great eagle soar through the sky and utilize its marvelous vision, we learn. And we begin to personify these characteristics. And we begin to take what we saw and we begin to say, you know what? These are things that we must teach the next generation so that the next generation is aware of how to honor the creation as well. And so we begin to take these different principles and we begin to personify them so that our children can easily learn these ideas and incorporate these ideas into their daily lives and then begin to teach them to their children. And over time, the matrix began to mature. That original matrix began to thrive. And we began to thrive within it. And then something happened. I'm not sure if our matrix, our original matrix, birthed some form of low vibratory entity, principalistic form of energy. I'm not sure if our matrix, our original matrix, birthed this or if it was implanted into the matrix like an unwanted sperm cell in the nourishing womb of the one who is being commanded to carry such a precious or imprecious life. We look all over the world and we see that the melanated family is indeed natural, is indeed indigenous to this world. And we also see that there has been an implant. There has been another entity that has encroached on the space of the melanated family and has caused the melanated family much pain and much suffering. And the melanated family, who understands and understands and overstands the principles of karma and just do and to act in one season, has taken very precautious steps of not responding or reacting to the implanted entity which has found itself present on Mama Earth. I just said a mouthful. I just gave the listener the very reason why we have not responded in violence towards those who have oppressed us, but instead have turned in on ourselves and have continued to inflict violence and all sorts of low vibratory reactions against ourselves, scamming and fraud and mismanagement of funds, not following through with commitments and being unable to follow through with commitments due to certain decisions and choices being made, which would take us from those commitments and strip us of our freedoms and all of these different things that we face day to day. Some are self-imposed choices, others are systematic inclinations or deviations put onto us and placed onto us. So to stay on track, the melanated family has experienced at the hands of these implanted entities much pain and suffering. And the melanated family recognizes that with every action, there is an equal reaction. And if we are to respond to the violence that has been bestowed upon us, then we may get lost in the sauce and the blood may begin to smell and taste good on our hands, and we may get lost and continue to execute that violence back on our so-called enemies in a way where we turn into the very ones who become the enemy, where we begin to become identified as those very ones who we despise and are doing our best to protect ourselves from, and are trying to figure out why we are being attacked year after year, day after day, month after month, second after second, for centuries on end. What did we do to deserve such karmic energy back on us? So I think about the original Matrix, and I think about the attunement, the early humans being in tune with this earth, and how when that new implanted entity began to express itself, we began to see a change in frequency in the earth's patterns, in the earth's seasons, and the peoples of the earth. There were different threats, there were different mindsets and way of going about the day-to-day business. We live in a new matrix now, y'all. We live in a matrix which is trying and doing very well at domineering over the original. Everywhere you see the brick buildings and the plastic and all of these structures that are not organic, wherever you see the digital space, these are representations of the new matrix, y'all. Wherever you see Mama Earth doing her best to fight against and grow and bust through the cracks, when you see that street that doesn't seem to settle and the city workers have to always pave over it because every time they lay down new asphalt, after about a month or so, the ground just cracks. That's Mama Earth saying, don't grow nothing on me. Don't pave nothing on me right here. This ain't a good spot. I don't want nothing on me right here. I need to breathe right here. So you're in this constant battle. And we see the indigenous of the world, the indigenous melanated family of the world, in a constant battle against the digital, fake, false entities of the world. The inorganic entities of the world. The unnatural entities of the world. We constantly see this battle going on. And this battle has served as impetus for the non-melanated peoples to attack and to severely punish and castrate the minds of the melanated family, especially that melanated family found in the Western Hemisphere. Let's take a break. We'll be right back to continue this dialogue. I miss y'all, and I hope you miss me too, but if you don't, it ain't no love lost. Let's get into some smooth music, and I'll be back in a moment. And y'all know, as always, how we do. Grab your surfboard. because we got to catch this wave.
In order for them to access it, your music needs to be on every single platform available on this planet. Visit oringi.org today to see your dream become a reality. Brace for impact.
Welcome back, y'all. This is your host, Skippy O, the Vibe Boy with Skippy O podcast show. Y'all know how it is. You know, like I was telling y'all, I had to step away just for a moment, because there's so much going on in the world right now on a real level. It breaks my heart to see our sisters, our queens. Let me tell y'all something. It is breaking my heart to see our sisters and our queens lose hope on us. Fellas, melanated brothers, my melanated men. I know I got some upstanding brothers and fellas who listen to this podcast. I know I do. And I know as I talk to y'all and as we discuss things and we dialogue and bounce back with one another that when you stand on your square and when you out there doing what you do, I know that you stand strong. And I know that you watching out and I know that you are real serious steward for our people. I get that. But what I want this message to do is reach the melanated brothers who are having a hard time with their own self-image, who are having a hard time with their own ego management and their own self-worth. The brothers who will pull a cell phone out to film a sister being abused by one of these devils and by one of these unnatural entities. You know, y'all, I was raised to, and I'm an 80s baby, you feel me? So, you know, being born in the 80s, I was blessed, y'all. I born in 1985. So I'm 1985. I had me about 5 good years in the 80s. And then boom, bang, boom, the 90s hit. So, you know, even though I'm an 80s baby, you know, my childhood was the whole 90s. And then, you know, I'm a teenager, you know, in the 2000s. And so it's just wild, right? It's just wild, right? And so this is the thing. My generation had this very cool introduction into technology, as well as an initiation into the old way of doing things. You know, a lot of us still had Big Papa, Big Mama. Like, we still had Big Mamas. You know, we literally still had, like, our great-grandmothers, great-great-grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. You know, like even some great-great-grandfathers. A lot of us had that old-school mentality put on us. And I'm going to keep it 100 with you. A lot of my generation from the 80s, once we graduated high school, and once we saw where the world was going, and once we saw this digital revolution begin to take place around 2003, 2001 is really when, like, the Nokia cell phones and the Snake game. I think Snake is a pop culture phenomenon, and it has a lot to deal with where we are today in 2019. I think the game Snake was a good indicator on where we were going as a culture and as a society. If you remember Snake, it was like the first game where it was in your phone, but even if your phone wasn't on, you could still play the Snake game. And it was almost like wherever you were, you could still stay occupied and your nose was in a device. And that idea has just multiplied a millionfold. You know what I'm saying? To the point where now, if you don't have a cell phone, you're almost a weirdo. Not because someone will call you a weirdo, but because you're going to notice soon enough that you're the only one who isn't quote unquote connected. You're not connected with people through the medium which people are connecting now. Is that a good thing? Heck no. We need to go back to balance. Because I also remember when we were children, we had the Game Gears and the Game Boys, you know. And I don't know about y'all, but we also had like the Tiger handheld games where you got to put the batteries in. Y'all remember that? But one thing that I do remember is it was a lot of balance. As a matter of fact, we had to go outside more than we could play on the game. You know, we had to beg to play on the game. And when we played, yeah, we might have played to the game cut off, till you had to start blowing in it, you know, to get the game to play right. But other than that, we was outside, and for good reason. It was fun outside. Everybody didn't have a system. Everybody didn't have a Game Gear. Everybody didn't have a Game Boy, you know, and everybody wasn't allowed inside your house. So if all the children is outside, everybody dang near had a bike. If you didn't have a bike, you could put 2 or 3 people on one bicycle. Everybody has skateboards and rollerblades, roller skates. If you didn't have those things and you was in the neighborhood like mine, well, then you made them. You know, we made our own bicycle ramps. We made everything that we did not have, that we could not buy. We made it. Like, this is facts. We made it, and we had fun in our creations, you know. And right now, because society has grown so cold-hearted, it's difficult to be outside and play. The children don't feel right outside. It's not that they don't want to be outside or be with their friends. It's that we have birthed children, most of the children are called indigo children now, or crystal children. And these children are very sensitive to the low vibratory frequency that's in the world right now. If your child is saying, "Mama, I don't want to go over here today. Papa, I really don't feel like going here today. Something doesn't feel right." They might not know how to express that something doesn't feel right aspect, but they will say, "Mama, I don't want to go today. I'm not feeling like going to school." Please listen to your baby. Please listen to your baby. That "I don't feel like going to school today," that could be the day that you kept your baby home and it was a catastrophe at their school. And of course, we don't want that to happen. But this is not 50, 60 years ago. This ain't the same school our mamas went to and our daddies went to. These ain't the same schools where our daddies had to walk 2 miles there and 2 miles home in the snow, sleet, or rain. Didn't matter. You was getting to school. This ain't the same school where your teacher had permission to spank you if you was cutting out of line. As a matter of fact, this ain't even the same schools where the majority of the teachers or all the teachers is women. This ain't the same school where you got a high tuition that you got to pay back in debt attached to your name, where you are taking the risk of teaching in a lower economical based school, where, you know, it's in impoverished areas, where the students are different and come from a different cultural background than you come from. But you only teaching at that school because you get cuts on your student aid or you get reductions on your student loan to pay back if you go through these types of programs. And what happens is you go through the program for 2 to 3 to 5 years and then you build a rapport with these students who have to go to the schools for 5 to 6, 7, 8 years. And then you leave. And you get the better pay and the students aren't able to leave. And you've built a rapport with these students. So the schools are different. Everything is different. The society we live in is different. I remember growing up, I ain't gonna lie, I'm from a hood, okay? I'm from a hood, certified hood. Now, am I saying that to brag? I'm really not. What I'm saying that for is there's a difference between the neighborhood, okay? And there's and the hood. The place where the place that is targeted, okay? Let me tell y'all, my neighborhood is a hood because it was targeted by my city as a place that fits the standard for extracurricular police training, SWAT training, that fits a standard for certain impoverished programs, okay, impoverished people programs, like the fire department dropping off bags of food and boxes of food to your door on Thanksgiving, or the toy drive landing in your neighborhood with all the toys that's been collected from all over the city. You feel me? So you know when you in a hood. Okay? When you got a 99-cent store on every other corner, along with the church on every other block, you know when you in the hood. When it ain't but one white family, if that, you know you in the hood. And everyone else is melanated, you know you in the hood. Even if you are in a neighborhood which is affluent, filled with melanated people, and you in an affluent neighborhood, you still are bringing the so-called African American culture into that region, into that area. And you are identified by the city government as such. Believe that. Now, if you have a high economic status, well, good for you, and I hope that that status is being utilized and leveraged accordingly to facilitate programs in your neighborhood to keep your children and to keep your family out of the impoverished situations. For those of us who find ourselves in poverty, however, we have been targeted. Our children have been identified as those most suitable for the prison or for the school-to-prison pipeline. Our women
have been identified as those who are more willing to join subsidized programs and government programs in lieu of having a spouse. While the spouse is unable to procure employment, the spouse may make choices and decisions that go against the family structure in order to benefit the family structure, all by design. And none of these are excuses. And this is why we must tighten up as a people. This is why we must be extra sharp. Because as I sit here and I think about everything as a young man that I can get myself involved with, don't y'all know when the freedom is taken away and I'm forced to sit down and think about my actions, every single action that spawned a reaction was a direct byproduct of a choice that I made. So what I have to do is make better choices, and I have to execute better decisions. And I have to be willing to accept the consequences of these decisions if I decide to make them. We are living in a totally new matrix, y'all. The Botham Jean case is yet another example of the level of not only coonism, but the level of mental control that our enemy has had over us. The unnatural, inorganic mentality that our people, that the melanated people are now exhibiting, is a direct product of the inorganic, unnatural characteristics which has been propagated by the entities who we consider to be our enemy today. The so-called white man and his offspring. Now, this is very interesting, y'all. Because that Amber Geiger, she knew what she was doing. She knew where she was at. She knew whose unit she was walking into. She knew where her pistol was. She knew how to pull that trigger. She knew who she was looking at. She knew she heard that brother's voice scream out in agony and pain. And yet she knew not to call 911. She knew to call whoever she called that evening while she was pacing back and forth on Brother Botham Jean's balcony, not realizing that she was being filmed, okay, by our dear sister Queen Bunny, okay. Young sister happened to hear the commotion. She runs outside with her cell phone, and just in time, she was able to catch Amber Geiger, the off-duty police officer in Dallas, Texas, who brutally gunned down our dear brother, Brother Botham Jean, while he was sitting in his own apartment, door closed, eating a bowl of ice cream. The melanated family in the United States thought that Amber Geiger was going to be punished to the full extent of the law. The full extent of the law dictates that she was capable of receiving 99 years in prison. The judge directed the jury, who was predominantly melanated, to deliver a verdict of only 10 years in prison, y'all. Now, it shouldn't be no surprise, but the surprise comes after the verdict is handed down and the judge gets off of her stand and gives Amber Geiger a hug. The surprise comes when Brother Botham Jean's brother gets on the witness stand and asks to hug Amber Geiger and is successful in hugging Amber Geiger. The surprise comes when the bailiff involved in the case decides to fix Amber Geiger's hair and play beautician on Amber Geiger's hair. Family, what I'm telling y'all really happened. And you can see it for yourself in this brand new matrix we live in. But it's come to a point where I believe we are going to have to make a decision, because as we grow out of the thresholds and holds of Christianity, and as we begin to realize that there is no sky daddy that's going to come back, there is no blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man on a white horse that's gonna come back and fight on any of our behalfs. We got to be a fool, y'all, to think that a white man laid his life down on the line, that a white man was so good, even. A white man was so good that the world and the universe and the cosmos stopped to praise him. That there's a white man so good in history somewhere that he would lay his life down on the line for the deepest complexion, melanated brother and sister on earth, with the most kinkiest, the most tightly coiled hair you have ever seen. Family, I used to believe that narrative, that lie. I used to believe that there was a white man somewhere in the sky that was gonna come back. And it used to freak me out, I ain't gonna lie. Because I even seen what they did to Rodney King as a little boy. When I was a little boy, and I used to sit up there and I used to see and hear the stories that my father and grandfathers would tell, and my aunties and all of them, and family members, and talk about the civil rights movement. And I would see do y'all remember that KQED or the PPS special? What was it? Eye on the Prize, I think it was. It was a series where it discussed the civil rights era and everything that had to deal with that point in our history. Well, I saw these things and I saw these actions take place from the white man and the white woman and even the white child, and the hatred that the little white children would have toward our people. I remember being in school. Yeah. This white boy, he was a couple years older, and I remember having to stay after school, and before I walked home, we would walk down this corridor, and I remember hearing him sing the song. I'll never forget, he was singing like an opera singer with his little buddies. You know that song, Figaro, 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 Figaro? He was singing that song, and I knew that song, you know, because I've been a musician my whole life. I knew that song, Figaro. But he wasn't saying Figaro, y'all. Oh, no. This white boy, he wasn't saying Figaro, y'all. He was saying Negro, 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 Negro. He was saying it so much, y'all, that the teacher, this little short white woman, I never forget, Miss Murillo, she peeked her head out the door. And y'all, I hope y'all hear me now. If I wasn't standing there as the only little Negro boy walking down that corridor, and I think if my mama wasn't so active up at that school like she was following behind me, that white lady would have gave that boy a pat on the back and told him, now you get home safe. You make sure to do your homework tonight. I'm telling y'all right now, because she peeked her head out and wanted to crack a smile, but when she seen me, she had to tell him, you don't say that. You don't sing that song. But y'all could have swore she gave him a wink as she peeked her head back in that door. So what I'm saying is this. We're in a new matrix, y'all. And now the children who Whitney and Stevie and Brother Michael and Brother Tupac and Sister Lauren were singing to, when they told us that we were the future. Remember back in the 80s and the 90s, we was little babies and they was telling us that we was the future, and we believed it because they sang them songs so well. They rapped them songs so well. We knew that they were supposed to be where they was at. And they was telling us everything we needed to hear to keep us fueled up and to keep us going. And one by one, they got took out, didn't they? Bless Stevie, he's still here. Bless Stevie, he's still here. Bless Sister Lauren. She's still here. But even they did what they did to her and blacklisted her and took her out the way as far as her music is concerned. We have that one great masterpiece, but we've needed more from her. We have two great masterpieces in the Unplugged, if you count the MTV Unplugged. Do y'all hear me? We are in a new matrix. It is the unnatural, inorganic, digital versus the natural, organic, analog. And it is a true battle, y'all. Let's take a break. Let's catch this vibe. Grab your surfboards because we finna catch a wave.
I start for my people, eh? For my people, eh? Thank God, man, no be God, eh? Man, no be God, eh? I say, make it shake your body. You want this, I didn't make it money. Do my race, my base, my race. I start as I wake in the morning, I wake in the morning, and I'm looking for money. Then we life is a journey, and I give them the Rocky. Then I rock in my party. As I do get my music, I made them happy, and I'm making the money. Then I holla me lucky. Every day, but they're dragging my best, I'm allowing the cause of
Musician, you create music for the world to hear it. In order for the world to hear it, they need to be able to access it. In order for them to access it, your music needs to be on every single platform available on this planet. Visit oringi.org today to see your dream become a reality. Brace for impact.